Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I am so glad that you guys are with me this evening. I've got a few minutes to talk until my first healing people I suspect will be calling, but the last few days have been extremely powerful in terms of energy coming in. Very, very powerful. Yesterday and today, it's been extremely powerful for growth. I don't know if anybody's been able to feel it out there besides me. I suspect you all have, or most of you have, who are really into the energy world. What has happened to me is that the cells in my body have gone completely white light. I would say that 95% of my cell has gone completely white light, and I don't understand it other than it's just something that happened in the last couple of days. I suspect there's a lot of people out there that a lot of things have happened. So I can feel my atomic structure, the DNA, the RNA, and cellular levels to be changing quite drastically. As a matter of fact, today I was outside, and about 100 yards away there was another home, and I was looking at the energy in my fingers, and the energy in my fingers looked like it was only about 4 feet out from my fingertips. And I aimed my fingertips about 100 yards away to another home, and the home went completely white light in one area, a few windows, the front door. It went completely white light. I could feel and see white light coming down from heaven right into the house. So evidently there's a lot happening in a big scheme of things. I think this is a lot bigger than anything that I can profoundly remember. There's a few things that have been a lot more profoundly that I can remember, but not to this degree and staying with it for 2 days. It's almost the same level as the Ark of the Covenant. But anyhow, energies are really coming in. The way I'm finding to handle it is to allow myself to enjoy the energy as it's coming and to be gentle with myself and to let things go, to allow everything to open up and not be afraid of it. Just handle it the best way we can. It's energy that will be good for us in terms of spiritual growth, in terms of bodily, physically, spiritually control, in terms of energy. So there's really a lot happening out there. The trees evidently are vibrating at a very high rate. I'm watching the trees actually vibrate. It's pitch dark here, and I can actually see the trees through my third eye, and they're still vibrating at quite a high level of rate. So there's really a lot going on coming into the earth right now. So we might as well enjoy it as much as we can and thank God that he's given us the opportunity to be able to grow and feel all this wonderful energy. Please, whatever you do, be gentle with yourself. Allow it to come through. Don't be frightened of it. It's not going to hurt you. It will actually lead you into a much better place and a higher place. So if you're feeling that energy and you're wondering what's going on, if you feel any kind of disillusionment, or if you feel excited, or if you feel even grounded or balanced, just go with it. Just enjoy it for what it is. Tonight, what I would like to do is get as many phone calls as I can in for healings. So if there's anybody out there that needs healing, please give me a phone call. You've got the phone numbers on your machines out there, on your computers. So please give me a phone call. I'm more than happy to help you. I want to see what this new energy can do. It seems to be very fabulous, and I'm noticing a lot of energy coming into my eyes and also a lot of light coming into my eyes. So that includes the third eye, and it's taking into the heart. So there's a lot of things that are happening with this new energy. What it is, I don't know, but it seems to be extremely, extremely powerful. The things I'd like to talk about tonight is being gentle, and we need to accept ourselves as who we are right now for this moment in time. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, please be gentle with yourselves. Try to understand that we are human beings. We've made mistakes, and we will continue making mistakes, not as many as we did before, but just try to understand that with the energy that we're receiving right now, there's so much that's happening and so much love that's coming into the planet. So please be gentle and try to understand that you're receiving a lot of truth and a lot of light from heaven and from the cosmos. So I think things are opening up. I think things are going to be, at least this is what I'm feeling, that things are going to be unfolded to us that have been hidden for centuries. And I think things are going to be clearer for us and for us to understand in which directions we're going in. This is really important. Direction is very important. I read the Torah a lot, and some of it's really, really important in terms of direction, knowing where you're coming from and where you're going to, and being on your path and not going to the left or the right on the path, but staying centered on the path. I think it's really, really important. We've talked about this many times, but it's worthwhile talking about again because a lot of us lose insight for that. The other thing I would like to do is to tell you about your breath. The breath of life is such a miracle. The miracle of the breath can actually change our lives and change the lives of people around us. If we breathe from the top of our heads all the way down to the bottom of our feet, and breathe in the breath of God. In other words, what I do is I say, I breathe in the breath of God. And just breathe that in. It expands the body so profoundly and clears it of a lot of negativity even on the first breath. So it's very important to do that. We're all looking for miracles, and the biggest miracle we have is our breath. And the breath can be done so beautifully and so easily that it's really simple to do, and God wants us to do things that are very simple. So the more simple we do, the more complex it is, but we need to keep it as simple as we can. The truth is actually very simple, but also very complex all at the same time. That's the dichotomy of being truthful. It's just absolutely wonderful to have the energy to be able to share with others. I know there's a lot of you out there that have wonderful energy, and the more that we clear our auras, the more we clear our bodies, the more profoundly we can feel the aura around our body. And the aura itself, we are computers. Hello?
Yes, hello, Steve?
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my name's Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Wonderful. How you doing, Alexis?
I think I'm okay. Well, actually, I know I'm not, or I wouldn't be calling you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you speak up just a smidge, honey?
Pardon me?
Can you just speak up a smidge?
Oh, maybe I better switch phones.
Hang
on one moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me better
now? Oh, that's much better.
Okay. No, the battery might be getting low on that other one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I seem to have a block in my energy flow field, right in my middle, right around my waist.
Around your waist area? Is that in your tummy area also? In other words, you seem to be opening up a little bit here. Let's just clear you out as best we can. Here we go. You feel the energy going down your legs right now?
No, actually it's moving up.
Well, that too, but can you feel I'm more worried about the energy going down than I am worried about the energy going up. What I'm doing is reconnecting you to Mother Earth. That's it. Now, you should be able to feel the energy. I know you're feeling the energy going up, but I'm wondering, can you feel the energy going down? That's really important.
Yeah, I'm beginning to, yes.
Good, okay. Have you ever been able to see anything?
Just sort of with my third eye.
Okay, good.
I have actually seen some other things, too.
Okay.
With my ordinary, like my physical eyes.
Terrific. Terrific. You should be able to feel your third eye opening up a lot right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. I would like you, with your third eye, to take a look down. I think you'll be seeing that you'll be standing and looking at nothing. Can you feel the energy opening up from the bottom of your feet all the way down to the center of the earth? Can you feel that?
I see a green light.
Yes. Good. Because what's happening right now, as I'm looking at your feet, there's nothing underneath there but light. And that's the center of the earth.
Okay.
You're being grounded a lot more. How's your middle feeling now?
It still feels a little heavy.
Okay. Let's just focus on the heart a minute.
I seem to have like kind of reached an impasse in my spiritual growth. I like haven't been able to meditate or, you know.
When did that start there, please?
Oh, a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, and what happened?
Well, I just, I try to settle down to meditate, and I can't relax. I can't focus on things. I can't unfocus on anything.
Okay. There's a lot of energy coming into the planet.
Mm-hmm.
What I need you to do is just relax with it a minute. Just let's get you relaxed. I think what's happening is it's so powerful. Let's just clear that.
I can hardly hear you, Steve.
Pardon me? Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a bit better.
Okay. What I'm doing right now is that I'm looking from the top of your head to your center body.
Mm-hmm.
What I need you to do is just let go. Just let the blockage go. That's it.
Okay, I can feel something moving there.
Good, good.
What were you saying about energy coming to the planet? I missed that.
We've had a tremendous amount of energy the last few days, and I think it started about a month ago, a little bit at a time, and the last couple of days have been extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I notice the cells in my body are pure white light.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think something is happening that's very big. I don't know what it is. Sometimes it'll take me 2 days, sometimes it'll take me 2 months before I get the answer of what's going on, or I get a picture of what's going on. So I think there's a tremendous amount of energy coming in, and people are starting to clear a lot. So the more we clear, the more we open the aura, the more we're able to help each other.
Right.
How does that feel now?
Oh, that's much better.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just, I did notice energy starting to come in about 3 weeks ago.
Good. Good.
And then it just, everything just seemed to kind of stop. And I don't know if I'm blocking something, subconsciously, or it's a fear of some kind in me, or what.
Well,
I don't
what
know.
Happens is this, is that, and we're receiving energy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for some odd reason, the Earth needs energy right now, and we're part of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is that that energy is pure white light, and I think what's happening is we have a governor above our body.
Mm-hmm.
That can take the light and transmute it for us so we don't get burned out.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is in the transmission of the light going down, the light is even purer than what we're used to. In other words, the evil that's happening now is being transmuted by the white light that's coming in. In other words, we're having a lot of problem with people wanting to rule the country, wanting to rule the world, they're causing a lot of trouble.
Uh-huh.
And so what's happening right now is that it's being equally squared off with the, I don't know if you want to call it evil, it's just the way that things are being run right now. And the light is coming in, and it's securing us even more to be able to clear. So I think there's a lot happening for the country and for the world, as a matter of fact. The way I look at things is that we just don't live in this country, but we live all over the world, and whatever affects us affects everybody else.
Yes, I agree.
Because we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that what we need to do, basically, is to understand that we need to love each other and accept the light and allow that to go through us. And the best thing to do is to be gentle with it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me talk earlier about being gentle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to the beginning of your show, and then I turned it off to phone in.
Right. We have to be real gentle, and the way to do that is just to let go and be. So, in other words, what I'm talking about, if we go into a stream, we don't want to fight upstream. You just want to go downstream.
Mm-hmm.
And allow us to go, you know, just to flow with the river and see mm-hmm. where it takes us. It's all the same. I mean, it's not anything difficult. We just need to allow it to flow through us. So what happens is, to tell you again, and for everybody else, is that the energy is extremely powerful.
Yes.
What happens sometimes is that when the energy comes in that powerful, it wants to clear us. And at that level of energy, sometimes we get a little fearful
mm-hmm.
Because we're not used to that kind of energy, and it could set up a block. So what
okay.
we need to
so
do,
I guess that's what I did then.
Right. And
okay.
and what we need to do is not to be fearful
mm-hmm.
and realize that we need to allow ourselves to grow. We
mm-hmm.
need to allow ourselves to, you know, to love each other and love ourselves. By loving ourselves, we're accepting more of the light.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Yeah, no, the last couple of weeks I found myself being more judgmental.
Yes.
Which I'd almost eliminated, I thought.
Right,
and it's
right.
just, you know, like I'm just complaining about everything everybody else does. And it's like, well, why am I doing this? And I
right.
haven't been able to figure that out. I try and clear it and just everything gets blocked up.
Yeah, especially with this kind of energy that's coming in, it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing
well. So it's better
well.
Just... I'm sorry?
No, you're doing well right now.
Good.
But
okay.
What
I should focus on is just letting the energy flow through me down into the earth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The most powerful thing that we can do... Have you heard the voices of silence?
I'm sorry?
Have you heard the voice of silence inside your head, the little voice?
No.
Okay. What you need to do is meditate and allow yourself to expand.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, allow the energy to come in and think of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself just to go
mm-hmm.
because the energy that's coming in is a little bit more powerful than what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do is allow that to become you
mm-hmm.
because that energy is pure. It's stronger than there's ever been energy on the planet. So what we need to do is allow that energy to be secure for us. And the way to do that is just to let it go.
Okay.
Okay. And do your meditation. Do you meditate twice a day or once a day?
I mostly twice a day, sometimes
okay.
three times, sometimes
okay,
only
that's
once.
Great. If you run into fear, if you have that kind of quality that, you know, we all have, read Psalm 27. That'll help you tremendously.
Pardon?
Read Psalm 27.
Psalm 27?
Yes. The Lord
okay.
is my light and my aid. Of whom shall I fear? When evildoers press against us, it is they who stumble and fall. So
that'll
help you tremendously.
Okay.
But you're doing great. You're doing great. You're open up. You should be a lot more open now. Can you feel yourself expanding even more?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's just...
I just feel like I have a white light now that's flowing instead of being stopped.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do if... you don't mind if I say this. If anybody else is stuck out there or blocked, please don't hesitate to call, and I can help you out with that because this energy is very serious energy. And it's going to help the planet tremendously. So if you have a fear about it, don't hesitate to call me and I'll help you. But you're doing great. The energy is flowing. Your spine is much clearer. I'm waiting actually to get all the transition out of your system.
Yeah, I can feel that now. I can feel it, like the energy flowing better.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, would this have been blocking me from meditating too, from clearing my mind?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so that should stop too now.
That should stop too.
Oh, good.
You should be able to move forward without any trouble at all.
Oh, good.
What I was just doing is that just don't fear it. You know, be of strong courage. You're going to be fine. Allow that energy to flow through you. It's here for a reason, and just accept it for what it is.
Okay.
Okay, where do you live at in Toronto?
I'm north of Toronto.
Pardon?
I'm north of Toronto.
You're north of Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of northeast, yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. I go to Toronto about 5-6 times a year, so.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
my kids are all in Toronto.
Pardon?
My children are all in Toronto.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah,
I see a good friend of mine, Dr. Corman, up there. He's a really great guy. And I usually go down to York, and I go down to, it used to be called Eden's, but it's not Eden's anymore. There's a mall down there that's just absolutely great.
Well, downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Eden. I think it's still called the Eden Center, isn't
it? Is it called the Eden Center? It's just fabulous there.
Yeah.
What a town.
Yeah. No, I like Toronto. I lived down there for a couple of years.
That's great.
Yeah, and move back up here.
Fantastic. I'm looking at your feet. Your feet are wide open. You have chakras on the bottom of your feet, and they're opening up quite easily right now.
Yeah. I've noticed a lot of energy coming through my hands lately.
Yes.
Well, I've had that for quite a while. But
yes.
Yeah.
And what you can do with your hands, your husband and stuff, he's home, and your children are home, or are they all gone?
No, I just mean myself here now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What you can do, do you have any pets?
We have a dog.
Okay, pet him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll feel the energy going through him.
Yeah.
Dogs are very susceptible, dogs and pussycats.
Yeah.
They really love that energy.
Yeah, I know he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like I do a little bit of healing with it too, so.
Yep. Yep, that's wonderful, but your energy is much more open.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, you should be able to feel a lot stronger now.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
The energy is really powerful.
Yeah, it's moving now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Steve.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And,
you're quite welcome. You have any trouble? You've got my phone number at home, don't you?
I scribbled something down here someplace.
Okay. It's 585.
Mm-hmm.
461.
Oh, 461. No.
Yes. 3319.
461. I'm sorry?
3319.
3319.
Yes. If you give me a call later on this evening, and give me your phone number. I'll monitor you. If I feel that you're getting blocked again, I'll call you, and we can talk over the phone, and I can reopen you again.
Oh, that's so.
But I monitor everybody that I'm in touch with. I've done about 15,000 massages, and I do energy work on every one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody runs into a problem, I pick up on them like radar, and I know exactly which one it is.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
If you want to leave me that phone number and you run into a little trouble, I can give you a call.
Okay, well, I'll do that, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and I hope you very, very well.
Oh, God bless you. You do such wonderful work. I always listen to the show Saturday.
Well, thank you so much. It's so lovely to hear. I'm so humbled by that.
Oh, no, it's just wonderful. A lot of times I think, I'll phone, and then someone else gets in on the phone, and it's like, oh, they're in worse shape than me. I'm glad I didn't cut them out, you know?
Yeah, you know, we don't know until we get on the radio station and we start talking and you realize how blocked you really are, and then the energy flows and you feel much better.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
so
yeah, I do feel better.
That's great.
So I'll get off the phone now and let someone else call
me. Thank you so much. God bless you and have a wonderful Christmas.
God bless you, Steve, and you do the same. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So anyhow, with the energy, we want to flow as much as we possibly can. to freedom. And what I mean by freedom, we allow ourselves to grow with the energy and not force it, not try to be afraid of it, not say, come on, I need it right now. Just allow it to be. The best words I can do. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. What is your name, please?
This is Nancy Sue.
Nancy Sue. And where are you calling from, Nancy Sue?
Washington State.
Oh, wonderful. That's on the other end of the country.
Yes.
I'm calling from Rochester, New York. So, wow, we're both in a cold area.
Yes, very.
What can I help you with, Nancy Sue?
Well, I'm extremely tired.
Yes.
And I know it's from the energies coming in, so I don't know if it's because I'm being blocked now or what it is. But
all right, let me tell you what's going on. I've been very tired for the last month. I could barely move. I've got clients that come in to see me. I got a good friend of mine, Bob, who's listening to me now. And I told Bob last week or 2 weeks ago when he was in, I was extremely tired. And that's because this new energy that's coming in is clearing us. And you'll be a new person after that. It just takes a little while for that to happen. But just go with it. Just go.
Okay.
Allow yourself to be there with the energy. Don't fight with it. Just enjoy it. If you're tired, sleep. If you're moving, you know, move. If you can move, fine. But please be gentle with yourself.
Okay.
Now what I'll do is that I'm going to check you out. And the energy looks like it's... Let's just clear a couple areas here for you. You feel the energy going down the right side of your body now?
Yes, I do.
Good there. Good. How does that feel?
Oh, I feel a little bit clearer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your energy is opening up more. What I saw was basically that your aura, the inside aura, we have an inside aura, but many people don't know that. But what happened was is that it was split a little bit and on the right-hand side. And all I did was close it up. So you should be able to be freer, clearer, and more awake. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Is your energy coming back to you?
A little bit.
Good. Good. Well, we're going to just focus. I'm going to re-look at your chakras here a minute. I just want things to refocus with you for a minute. And then we'll move ahead. But... Oh, there goes your heart chakra. Good, that's opening up. You should feel the energy flowing through the top of your head pretty well right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Good. The chakra right above the groin area, your second chakra just opened up a second ago.
Okay.
Third is opening. The fourth is opening. That's in your... Okay, I see what's going on. Okay. What we're going to do, you should be able to feel that in your diaphragm. There's a lot of emotion held in the diaphragm, probably more emotion than anywhere else in the body. I find when I do work with ladies, there's two places where they keep a lot of energy, a lot of blocked energy, believe it or not. And I tell them that sometimes it's their husband in their butt. It's like that's why they came up with pain in the butt. Well, believe me, it's true. So it's in that area. Tremendous emotion is in the central tendon or diaphragm, and the other is in the shoulder area because most women that I know are really running the family, and So what we're doing is just really opening you up.
Okay.
And allowing things to be cleared a little bit more for you. The energy that's coming through you, it's a little bit higher, and it's getting rid of a lot of darkness for you. What happens is, at the level of energy that you're receiving is a lot clearer than what you've known before. So what's happening is that we have a governor. We have a few governors. One is a main governor, which controls all the chakras, which I'm not at liberty to say to anybody where that is, but I really don't want to do that. It's very advanced, and I don't want to really share
okay.
that. But there is a governor above the head that the energy flows through. So those are being cleared, and the energy coming through is clearer. So what happens is, when that energy meets energy that's darker, it's going to clear. And sometimes we get a little afraid because that energy, the black is leaving. Some of us can see the black. Some of us can feel the black. Some of us have nightmares.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the stuff that's clearing. So we need to allow that to clear. And the best thing to do is... a lot of people will say to themselves, well, geez, somebody's controlling me, somebody's doing this or that, the government's doing this or that. It has nothing to do with that. What happens is that the energy is becoming a lot more powerful the last 25 to 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And what's happening is, again, to reiterate, is that the energy is clearing the older energy that's in us. We have to accept this new energy. I mean, there's children being born with bigger eyes. There's children that are being born with bigger brains. There's children being born that know why they're here. So I think the main thing to do is to accept this new energy as much as we can, because this is a new way of going.
Okay.
That's what happened with you.
Okay. Great.
But you should be clear.
Okay, thank you so much. I feel better.
You do feel better.
Yes, I do.
Good. Wonderful. Do you feel more centered?
Oh, God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So anyhow, the centeredness, as we center ourselves in this new energy, it'll be even stronger, and you'll be able to stay more centered. Because that's in the direction of where we're going. Just remember that this new energy is extremely, extremely powerful. Please accept it for what it is. Don't fight it. Don't try to discourage it. Just you're going to receive it one way or the other. The best way to receive it is just let it go through your system. Let this light get rid of the darkness that's within you. I've been working with myself for years, and except for the last 3 or 4 years, I used to see a tremendous amount of darkness that would come out of my system, and now I don't see as much of it as I did before. So if you see darkness coming out, just realize that that's the stuff that's coming out that we don't need anymore, and the new energy is coming through. So as you're receiving that energy, you're going to find things are going to be different. We all have gifts. We don't know what they are. Some of us have an idea what they are. But God is the only one that really knows. But accept it for what it is. You'll find out that you'll be opening up more. You'll be able to see more peripherally. If you do have a problem with some of this stuff, please don't hesitate to call me. I can put you back on track very easily. So even if you have a problem other than that, this is my job. This is what God has me doing, and I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. This is what I'm doing for the hour. And good friends that I share radio stations with and radio programs. One is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, that I believe she's still in Pennsylvania. She might be heading back, I think, on the 10th to, if I remember, she's heading back to Arizona on the 10th. but she's putting on some holographic shows in Pennsylvania that are utterly fantastic. She's using Dr. Fred's holographic projectors, and she's using lasers, and she's using a lot of crystals. And she was here for a few days, three or four days here about a month ago, and she's just a fabulous, fabulous person. And we went to the Sacred Groves in Palmyra, New York, where the Mormon Church began, or the Mormon religion. And that's called the Sacred Groves. And as we walked in there, we saw a spiritual cathedral that was about 100 feet high. And we walked through that. We could feel the energy changing. I'm not a Mormon, but I feel the energy, and I saw things that were utterly fantastic. And one thing that Dr. Valerie and I saw were, excuse me one minute, please. Excuse me. One thing that we did see was that there were two men that she was sitting on a rock, and two men had stopped to say hello to her. Actually, she said hello to them, and they smiled back. And Madeline and I, Dr. Valerie's friend, we were about 100 yards up, and we saw them turning the bend. And as soon as they came just about to the mist where we were, they actually disappeared right in front of us. So we knew that they were angels. And so this area of Sacred Groves, as my teacher told me about 40 years ago, that he could see how somebody could write a Bible there. So it's quite an area. If you ever get a chance to come up here to see the Sacred Groves, and also to see the river here that's in Rochester. I know that they made a mandala here, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, if I remember correctly. The monks from Tibet were here, and they threw it in the river to show permanence. And it was a really beautiful mandala. So they're here. A couple of them have stayed here. And it's a very, very high energy area in Rochester, New York, and in the areas here. So if you ever get a chance to come up this way, please don't hesitate to give me a call, and we'll say hello and chat. But anyhow, that's the whole thing up in this area. There's a tremendous amount of energy here. And as a matter of fact, a good friend of mine, we're going to be going there, I think, over the summer months. And that would be a lot of fun to do. But this new energy that's coming through, please just accept it. Just love it for what it is, and I think you're going to be really great. If there's anybody else out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call me, and I'm more than happy to help you at any level that I can. It's really wonderful to know that we're on a growth pattern. A lot of us that are listening to WWBBS radio are really on a tremendous rocket ride right now. And I think things are going to be changing so much for us in the near future. And I mean literally change all of us. I think that we're going to be growing tremendously. I think spiritually we've changed so much, and again, there are children that know why they're here already. They're children with bigger brains. They're children that have less troubles, and they're already healing people at 3 and 4 years old. So there's a lot going on that we're not being told, and so there's a lot that we need to know and to realize that even if you don't know it, even if it doesn't matter to you, just focus on the light that's coming in. That's all that's important, because that's here and now. This is right now, today, and it's just absolutely wonderful that we're able to feel this kind of energy and to let it flow through our systems to allow us to grow and allow us to feel this kind of love and light from heaven, from God, from the cosmos, from the universe. Just accept it for what it is, and I think you'll feel a tremendous amount of love and a tremendous amount of gentleness coming from this energy. As long as we stay open, as long as we don't make a big deal out of this energy, just allow it to flow through you and be extremely gentle with it. And there's a few things I got to say. I want to thank Dr. Fred. He's a very dear friend of mine. He's helped me out tremendously in the last 6 months, actually last couple of years. We became really close, and I've been using his projectors. I've been using his necklace. I have a nuclear receptor, and I have a projector. And I wear both at times, and they are extremely powerful. It's a way of being able to accept things coming into our body. It will actually help open you up and clear you out even easier, even faster. It's meant to really heal. It's meant to keep us clear from all kinds of mercury and toxins. I remember when I put on my projector, my first projector from Dr. Fred, I was walking on a path in Pennsylvania, and I saw tremendous black coming out of my back, and I called Fred, and to make a long story short, what it was the x-rays of my body that I had gotten over the years was being cleared. So you can imagine what it's been doing for the last 8-9 years for me. I've seen my cells clear, I've seen my brain clear, my pathways, my heart, everything in my body clear. So these things really work. I just received a pyramid, an 8-foot pyramid from Dr. Fred. I'm going to be putting that over my bed. It's a 10-foot pyramid. It has a capstan, it has a debit star that fits on top of the capstan with a laser and a crystal. And so as soon as I get that set up, I'm going to be discussing that on the radio program as much as I possibly can, and being able to talk to Dr. Fred about it. And he's also discovered a machine that is quite interesting. But we'll go into that at some other point, because I know he wants to talk about that. Dr. Fred's a wonderful guy. I'm going down in March also to do another program with him. He puts on quite a show with the projectors and with the nuclear receptor and the projectors that you wear. So I'll be down in New York City, and I'm going to be seeing a couple of my friends. I have a brother and sister friends in New York who called me the other day. I need to give her a buzz back, so I'll be giving her a buzz this evening. But things have really been doing well in terms of energy. I think you're going to find that the trees are going to become healthier. Everything's going to become healthier. It's going to be more vibrant. The planet's going to be extremely vibrant. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter till we all hook up to this frequency and just move along with it. Things have been created to keep us down. And thank God he's around, because he's helping us to create a tremendous amount of power that we can use and offset everything else that is being put on Mother Earth by people that I don't know who they are, don't really care. But I know that that it is happening, and that we are being given a chance by heaven to receive this energy. And it'll come in such a powerful force that there won't be any force on the planet that will be able to stop this energy that's coming in. And they wish they could do that, but this kind of energy, they can't distort at all. There's a lot happening also with a lot of people that I work on, and I notice them growing by leaps and bounds. And so there's a lot happening in terms of energies. A lot is being cleared from people. I've seen a lot coming out. I've seen a lot of energy being cleared a lot faster in the last month. So again, this energy is picking up tremendous force. People that have blockages, what I would suggest them doing is, if they don't get massages now, the best thing to do is to either get a massage, go for a walk, or hug a tree. The reason I'm saying trees is that trees have tremendous consciousness. To think that we're the only things on the planet that can see or that can think or, you know, whatever the case may be is not true. I've seen the eyes of trees. I've seen the soul of trees, and it looks just like us. It's in the bottom 6 feet of the tree. They look just like us inside the tree. It's just absolutely beautiful to know that we're not the only things on the planet that really, really have minds and can talk and can really give us a lot of love. And the one thing that I can say is that if we look at nature, how consistent it really is. You know, trees do cry. I know that in some areas of the country, before forests are destroyed, you know, for paper mills, I mean, trees actually cry. They don't want to be destroyed. And we just keep on destroying these wonderful trees in this wonderful country of ours. It's a terrible thing that's happening, and we have to realize that nature is fighting back, and we need to keep this country for our grandchildren and their children. We have a lot to be thankful for, and geez, I would love to see it remain that way and healthy. Please, if anybody needs to be healed, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you this evening with anything that I can do. If you need to talk to me afterwards, please don't hesitate to give me a call. My phone number, again, is 585-461-3319. I'm more than happy to help you in any way that I possibly can. So don't hesitate at all. Meantime, getting back to energy again. If there's anything that you want to know in terms of what's happening in the last 30 days, I have an inkling, I have an idea of what's going on. I feel the energy. I know that it's been very, very powerful for me. I know that I'm more centered and I'm more balanced. My work is becoming a lot faster in terms of healing people. I know a couple years ago it took me 10, 15 minutes to heal somebody. Today it takes 10, 15 seconds, maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes tops. So I know that there's a lot happening out here, and I think it's tremendous, and we can all do this. We all have our own gifts. If we just open up to it and allow this energy to come in, allow it to permeate us, and just allow things to happen. You know, if your brain opens up and you feel more energy, allow it and love it and thank God for it, because we wait a lifetime for this, and it can happen in a millisecond. Yeah, I remember in the one of the New Testament saying is God says, I come quickly, and he sure does. So we need to be on our toes. And also, something very big that happened to me that I want to pass on to you guys as much as I can. Angels, we never know who we're talking to. So we need to respond with love and light and kindness. Because I was involved one evening. I was having a Passover dinner at my house. And a little boy came up to my door, and he wanted to know if I wanted to buy candy. And I said, I'm terribly sorry, but it's Passover, and I can't buy anything right now. And as I walked back to the table within a millisecond, I said, oh, my God, this is an angel. And I turned back, and this was about a second and a half later, and that child was gone. And I knew at that particular point that God had sent me an angel. And what I learned from it is that respect everybody for who they are, small or big. We never know who they are. We never know who sends them. And just respect everybody and love everybody. even somebody with money or without money. And I think it's very important to live our life that way. And the one thing that I've learned to do is accept everybody for who they are, whether they have money or whether they don't have money. Make no difference between the rich or the poor. We're all human beings. We all have blood. We all think. We all breathe. And we have to keep our minds open to realize that love is given to everybody. And why should I be any different? When I look at somebody, I look through them through heaven's eyes. I don't look it through my eyes. I always have a feeling of love and understanding because God's given me so much. Why can't I give them so much? You know, it's just wonderful to be able to work with people and to give them understanding as much as God has given me understanding. So it's a lot of fun to be able to reach out and help others, and to reach out and help pets, doggies, pussycats, everything of that nature, and, you know, give a lot of love and light back to everything and everybody on the planet. We can always use it. I know that I lost my favorite uncle last year, who was 96, and he was a very famous artist, and he taught me an awful lot. And one of the things he taught me was, he said, boy, he said, let me tell you, he says, just study nature. You'll see everything you want to know in nature. And he really was right. I mean, just sitting and watching a stream and knowing that the stream is flowing in one direction, not two, but in one direction. And to know that rocks are there to be, you know, we could touch rocks. We can actually feel them. Everything is alive. The rocks are alive, the dirt is alive, the water is alive, everything is alive. And we're so lucky to be able to have that. And we need to keep our natural resources. We need to keep everything flowing. We need to keep opening our minds to understand that there's a lot of things that are wonderful out there in terms of rocks and trees and leaves and different things of that nature. I remember last summer, when the trees were budding, I think it was last summer when the trees were budding, I'm pretty well sure, I would take my fingers and just touch a bud on the tree. And the whole tree, including the limbs, including the trunk, would light up. So every bud on the tree would light up just from the feel of sending love and light without any kind of anything. You just send love. Just put pure love in your thought and touch it, and you'll actually see the tree light up. It's so wonderful to do. It's just amazing how nature is supported by us, and we're supported by nature. And to share that, to be able to feel it. I remember walking in the woods and seeing the tree spirits follow me out of the woods. And I turned around and I looked up, and there were the tree spirits going back towards the other trees and the forest spirits. So they're real. I mean, these things are actually real. And we need to be, I'm excited about it, to know that there's so many different kinds of multidimensional levels of energy that are good for us. And it's just wonderful that I'm living this life right now, and I'm trying to help as many people as I possibly can, and I'm trying to make this show as interesting as I possibly can by talking about things that maybe some other people might not want to talk about. But remember that there are pans out here. I've seen pans, which are spirits that are 75 feet high. I've seen them on friends' property. I have some good friends, and I've seen them right on their property, and they're beautiful people. They're just a lot bigger than we are, but they're beautiful people. So the more that we open up, the more consciousness that we put out there, the more energy we allow to ourselves to have, the less blockage we do, the less blockage we have, the more you'll be able to see. Now, it doesn't mean that you'll see the same thing that I see, But what you'll be able to see is the gifts that God gave you, because every person on this planet, excluding nobody, every person on this planet has gifts. There are billions of people on this planet. There are billions of souls on this planet. And every soul has a gift. Every body on this planet has a gift. And not to be able to use that and not be able to even talk about it in Hebrew, it's called a shanda, a shame. So we're trying to wake people up and realize, make people realize that they have the same things that I have or the same things that a lot of energy people talk about. So it's really important to understand that we all have the same thing. Might be a little different, but your truth is your truth. My truth is my truth. And that's what makes the world go around. That's what makes us love each other. That's what makes everything so wonderful. So I think it's really been wonderful talking to you this evening. Again, I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell for all his help. I want to thank Dr. Valerie for all her help and for allowing me to be on her show last week. It was really fabulous working with her once again. And hopefully I'll either get Dr. Fred or Dr. Valerie on my show one of these nights. Be a lot of fun to do. But I really wanted to discuss this new energy that's coming in. So thank you, everybody. And you have a good night. I've got one more minute to go here. And if there's anybody who needs some help, please don't hesitate to call. That's what I'm here for. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Thank you so much for listening to my program. And I hope that I can always remain humble. Thank you so much. God bless and have a good evening. Bye-bye.